I'm Lauren.
And I'm Ashley. And this, guys, is Nip Tuck Pod.
We are your girl chat. We say the things you want to hear, the things that you're thinking but you don't want to say out loud. And we're all about being strong, aspirational women who basically don't give a...
Lauren, anyway, if you want unfiltered chat, amazing beauty and product recommendations, then look no further, guys. This is the podcast where you will get all of the girly chat.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Sweating me tits off already. It's fucking boiling. Hello everybody and welcome to Vicky Patterson The Secret 2. So this week I am super happy and super honoured and a little bit giddy, I don't know if you can tell, to be welcoming the... I'm welcoming the one and only Peter Andre, man, guys. So I don't know if I'm going to be able to just first name him at any point throughout this podcast or whether he's going to be referred to entirely as Peter Andre. I will work on that before I actually welcome him, and I will calm down this level of fangirl as well. But come on, it's Peter Andre, man. Everybody knows Pete. He's a household name. Oh, I managed to sly in a Pete there. I'm going to be able to handle this. It's fine. Whether you were obsessed with him shirtless and under that waterfall and crooning Mysterious Girl, or you fell in love with him in the jungle, where he had that amazing love story, or if you just love him now as the amazing dad he is, we all know him. We all have a soft spot for him. He is Peter Andre, and I'm going to welcome him a little bit later to this podcast. I feel like Pete's been in this industry for a very long time, and with that he's reinvented himself. He keeps coming back, he keeps staying fresh, he keeps staying relevant, but it mustn't have been easy, and there must have been a huge level of scrutiny that sort of came with it, whether that be media, whether that be like internet trolling, whether that just be pressure you feel from your friends and family. Regardless, he has definitely experienced some of it, which is why I thought he'd be the perfect guest for this week's topic. It is Vicky Patterson, The Secret to Surviving the Scrutiny. I don't know how good I am at surviving scrutiny, to be fair. And I think it's pretty long and arduous process. I don't think it's something you learn overnight. I've been in this industry for almost 10 years. Well, I think it's pretty much bang on 10 years, which is, I suppose, quite a scary thought, but I think I'm just learning as I go. And even beyond that, like in life, I'm learning to deal with scrutiny. And I think every year that you get older, in particularly sort of turning 30, that was a huge milestone for me and a very pivotal moment. Like, I did just start to care less naturally about what people thought. But it doesn't mean that I'm particularly immune to nasty comments, to cruel things that are written about me in the press, even to like little criticism from friends or family. Like, they all get to you. I think we'd all like to think we're super thick-skinned and we can take anything on the chin and water off a duck's back, but it's hard. Like, it is really hard. And I do think it's a learning curve. I know I'm tougher than what I was when I first came into the industry. And probably 10 years from now, I'll be even tougher. But yeah, at the moment, I still have a long way to go. I have this song that I love, and I don't know how many of you out there know of it. It's called Baz Luhrmann, Wear Sunscreen. I think it might actually just be called Sunscreen. Anyway, good old Bazza. It's a beautiful song, and it's super inspirational, and he just kind of like gives you some of his advice. Ultimately, he's telling everyone to wear sunscreen, but there's this line in it that I think has stayed with me, and he tells you to throw away your bills, but to keep your love letters. And he obviously meant it in its like purest form, but I've put my own little spin on it, sort of, and I just think it means throw away the negativity. Anything that doesn't make you happy, doesn't add to your life, doesn't make you feel good about yourself, throw it away. Don't spend too long dwelling on it. And keep the nice things. Remember the compliments. Remember the things that made you feel good about yourself. I think that's probably an important thing to remember. So there you go, guys. I'm still learning on that front, but that is my best secret to surviving scrutiny. And it's not even mine. It's fucking Baz Luhrmann's. Damn it, I am a fraud. Right, before I can say anything else fraudulent, let's welcome our first guest.
Welcoming Peter Andre as my guest in a little bit, but I actually have a very top secret surprise for everybody. We have not one but two guests this week, and I would like to welcome to Vicky Patterson the Secret 2 for the first time and probably not the last, my lovely mummy Carol.
Oh, woo! Hello.
Thank you for agreeing to be a guest on my show, ma'am.
Well, I didn't really have much choice, did I?
No, Peter Andre was in a rush, so I had to find someone who had a spare 10 minutes.
I've always got a spare 10 minutes for you, my darling.
That's the right answer, ma'am. Yes! Yes, I love that. So this week's topic is surviving scrutiny. And I'm going to have to let everybody know that when I first asked my mum if she'd be a guest, she went, "What scrutiny?" Or how the other half lives.
I hate big words, Mum Vicky, you know that. I'm such a simple person.
You are being humble and downplaying yourself. I think the most simple way to describe scrutiny is dealing with negativity, feeling like you're under a microscope, people criticising you and the way you do things. And I don't think there'll be a person out there who hasn't experienced it in one form or another. So have I tweaked your memory at all?
Yeah. When you put it like that, I have been scrutinised all my life. But you know what it is? I'm so chilled and relaxed now that I don't worry about it.
Is this because of the footman yoga?
Ooh, it could be, you know.
I bet it's the yoga. She can do a headstand, I'm surprised.
Yes, I'm so excited. I've done a headstand for the first time in my life.
She's very good. No, I'm joking. But what do you think it is? I do think there's been, over the last 10 years, I've noticed you've relaxed so much. And the things people say about you just seem to water off a duck's back.
You know what it is? Because I'm not worried about what other people think anymore. Yeah. I'm more chilled than I've ever been, and I just love myself. I don't care what anybody else thinks of us anymore, because I'm just happy with who I am. I know who I am now.
That's
and
it.
For years, I tried to be somebody I wasn't. Yeah. I was at work and I was trying to do the best job I could ever be. I wanted to be the best mom I could ever be. Yeah. I was juggling everything and I was suffering. Mm. I wasn't me. I was somebody else's everything.
Trying to be what everybody else wanted you to be.
Yeah.
And escaping any scrutiny, any negativity, any sort of ill feeling, it drains you, doesn't it?
Oh, God.
Drains you.
Yeah, it does.
And at the end, it's detrimental to you and your mental health.
It is. And if you can be happy with who you are, you just don't care anymore, really.
Yeah.
They can say what they like about you because you're being yourself. I don't say anything now that I wouldn't say to anybody and do things that I would just do in front of anybody.
Yeah.
So I've got no to hide.
That's it. Honestly, I do think, I hope you don't mind us discussing your age on the podcast.
Oh my God, here we go again. No, everybody knows how old I am.
Well, I'm 32 and my mum is
62!
Yeah, so we both celebrated 30 and 60 around the same time. And I think I noticed, when I turned 30, I had this big shift in my mentality. And things that used to really rile us up, used to really get me goat, bothered me a hell of a lot less.
That's right.
And I can only imagine that just increases the more years you add on.
Every big birthday,
you
get more confident and you care less about what other people think.
Ooh, that's something to look forward to. Tell you that.
Nah, it's great, man. I love being 60, in my 60s because you don't care what other people think because you know that you've had most of your life, which is a scary, scary thought. And I am going to live till I'm 100 because I want my telegram off the creek. So it's going to be fine. I'm around for another 30-odd years.
She's going nowhere.
But you do know you haven't got loads of time left and you don't care as much what people think. You do things that you want to do.
You just get this wonderful, fuck this mentality, isn't it?
Yeah.
And it slowly started creeping in with me in my 30s, because in my 20s, I was so racked with insecurities, with fear, with just this desperate need to be liked mm-hmm. and validated by mm-hmm. other people, by fucking strangers, actually, yeah. if the truth be told. God, I cared what you thought, and my family and my friends, but it was these nameless, faceless people yeah. on social media that truly I wanted approval from. Mm-hmm. And looking back, it's pathetic.
I know, but when you're reading things and you're starting to make your way,
yeah.
it is important to yeah. know what people think about you. Yeah. And you do worry, and it's just normal, just natural.
Yeah.
But as life goes on, yeah. it does become less important to you,
yeah.
which is great.
I think everyone told you, they couldn't wait to tell you, like, oh, your hangovers are worse in your 30s, and it's harder to have kids in your 30s, yeah. and you are more tired in your 30s. People can't wait to tell you all that. Mm-hmm. But what they don't tell you is actually you get this lovely level of self-acceptance yeah. in your 30s. Yeah.
You've got more confidence, and you know what's been one of the nicest things that's happened to us this year?
Go on.
I loved having my children more than anything, but I always
feel like there's a butt coming.
Yes, it is.
Really?
I loved his butt.
Too mean.
No, I had great times with you, and it was great. You were so interesting and excited, and I loved it. But I felt tired a lot of the time
right.
because having two little kids to look after and a job and everything else that goes on in the world,
uh-huh.
it is tiring.
Yeah,
I've got my granddaughter now.
And for the
first time, I'm just loving having time with her. I love spending time with my two daughters
yeah.
and my granddaughter. It's just absolutely amazing.
So why would you care what anyone has to say about you when you've got all these amazing things in your life? Lovely family, lovely new granddaughter, great career, great life, headstand form is fantastic. It's why would you care what anyone has
to say? Well, you don't, because you think the true meaning of life, you know it then. Mm-hmm. I've created used to.
Yeah.
Well, me and your dad, obviously. Yeah. I didn't do it on my own.
That would have been impressive.
Woohoo! I am good. I'm not that good. But no, it's amazing to think that we created used to.
Uh-huh.
And then from that has come Maeve. Mm-hmm. And she's just a little miracle. And I've got time to think about that now. Yeah. But, well, no, because you really wanted to make it so it was absolutely fabulous. Your kids, yeah. you want them to be good. But there again, you watched what people were saying to you.
Yeah.
I always remember going to the school and one of the other mothers said to us when I
Name her and shame her, Mum. Name her and shame her. If you're listening.
Rebecca. Somebody's mother. I can't even remember her name. That's how important she is, bless her.
But you were but a knob to me, Mum. Saying,
well, I never thought I was Mum of the Year. I just wanted my kids to be happy.
Aye.
And, you know, grow up and be nice and yeah. normal and be happy. Happy, yeah. happy. Anyway, I remember saying to her, Ian, I gave Vicky a yoghurt this morning and she loved it. And she went, yoghurt? She can't have a yoghurt until she's 9 months. Have you not read it in the booklet? And I thought, I don't even read any booklets.
What booklet?
I didn't know there was a booklet on yoghurt.
Boring booklet.
But people were like that. Yeah. And I went home thinking, God, what have I done to me kid? Is she going to die because she's had yoghurt?
No.
No, she didn't. She didn't, actually.
Absolutely fine, Mum. Very robust adult with a healthy relationship with yoghurt.
Good.
You did nothing wrong.
Good. Well, I'm sure I did. I'm sure I've done lots wrong. But yoghurt wasn't one of them.
But that must just be such a hard thing to deal with, though. Mm. Like, I haven't had a baby, obviously. Like, whether my future holds it or not, we don't know. But like looking at my friends who have, like Mario and Becky, I know he's told us before about what he calls like the mum brigade on social media. You shouldn't have him in that buggy, or he's too young to be doing that. I think that would be, I've finally got my head around dealing with criticism about myself and mm-hmm. scrutiny about how I choose to do things. I think that would be the next wave of things yeah. to deal with. And that, I don't know how I'd take that. I think yeah. I'd be very protective.
Yeah, and so you should be. And I think it's important that you are. But you've got to take it with a pinch of salt yeah. because, honestly, there's people out there that want to do that. Do you know that our Laura has put photographs of Maeve up there and people have said to her she's fat?
Are you joking me?
No, I nearly punched them. You know, they can say anything they like about me. Yeah,
I know.
Don't care.
I know.
But do not call my Maeve.
So I feel like, right, on one hand, I'm about to cry. And on the other hand, I want to know names because I'm going to go around. I'm so angry at that. She's a baby. She's five months old.
And somebody has said that they thought she was fat on social media. And I think that's absolutely disgusting. It's another reason to stop reading social media comments.
This is the problem with social media. And this is like one of my huge bugbears with it. Like, there are so many amazing things that we can do with social media. We can communicate with people on other sides of the world. Mm-hmm. We can share memories. We can spread positivity. We can use it as a platform to boost careers, to sell things, to share. It should be brilliant.
Yeah, it is fabulous in lots of ways.
But then all of a sudden you get this, and they are a small minority. Mm-hmm. They're by no means the majority of the social media users, but who use it to spread hate and vitriol and bile, and I can't stand it. But what you have to realise, and this is something I realised a couple of years ago, is that there are people who just go on social media who are committed to misunderstanding you. Mm-hmm. They are angry, they're unhappy, mm-hmm. they don't really like themselves,
right.
So they're using this to try and drag other people down.
And you know what?
Yeah.
Why do we spend as much time talking about them?
Oh, God.
Why don't we just ignore them?
I know.
If we ignore them, will they go away?
Let's block them all.
I just think, you know, don't give them the airtime, don't give them what they're craving for. They want what to talk about them. They want all that. Don't let them have it.
Yeah.
Just ignore them.
No, you're right. And I
it's
do
hard
think...
when they say nasty things. I do get that. But I do think that we should try not to read too many comments like that, because it just does your head in. And we don't want to be negative. We want to be positive.
We're positive people.
Yeah.
I mean, fuck this. We do yoga, man. I was eating a yogurt at 9 months.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Before I let you go, ma'am, I've got just one question for you, actually. I want to know, and you've danced around it lovely, but your secret to surviving scrutiny, what is it? I'll just go out and say, by the way, at one particular moment in my career, I was found crying in my bedroom by me ma'am over some particularly unflattering bikini pictures of me. And she walked in and asked why I was crying, and I explained to her why. And she went, "Fucking grow up, there's people dying."
Yeah, but I didn't say that swear word.
That's exactly what it's... Fucking grow up, there's people dying.
I must have been having a particularly good day.
Which, in retrospect, ma'am, you are perfectly... You are well within your rights. Like, mm-hmm. It is minor in the big scheme of things. And I kind of think that just sums up your attitude to scrutiny now, doesn't it? Like,
it honestly is. You know what it is? Look at the bigger picture and just think, be happy with yourself and don't worry what other people say about you.
Yeah.
It's them that's got the issue if they're not happy.
Exactly.
As you've just said. So be yourself. If you're true to yourself, you shouldn't have anything to worry about.
Oh, words of wisdom from Mammy Pato. I bet you Rebecca, somebody's mum's listening to this now and think, God, my advice really did help. She's turned into a wonderful mother.
Bless.
This one's for you. So I am so honoured to welcome one of my favourite pop stars, one of the nicest men in this industry. Oh my God, it's Peter Andre, ladies and gentlemen.
You know I'm going to ask you who the other favourite pop star is, because you said one of. I'm honoured I'm in your list, but who's the others?
You are nearly top, I'm not going to lie, but I was a pretty big Girls Aloud fan, mostly on account of Cheryl, I'm not going to lie.
I'll give you that. They're good.
I've never had feelings for anybody like I've had feelings for you when I saw you underneath that waterfall, Pete.
Honestly. Do you know what, though? That was 20... So it was 1995 I did that video. 1995, that's 15... No, that's 25 years... No, 25 years ago.
25 years ago.
That's crazy.
But on the plus side, listen, I've seen you topless quite recently. Not that I'm weird, it's just been in the press. And you're still holding up that's, well. You're still
you
holding up well.
You shouldn't tell anyone about that night, because what happened was it was late and you were, I mean, I was in Newcastle just as a one-off. And then, do you know what I mean?
These things happen.
They happen. What were you saying? That you saw me? Oh, yeah. Well, no, but it's not the same, is it? It's not the same as 25 years ago. Funny enough, though, I reckon a lot of us, and I'm giving it to everyone that's kind of from that era, a lot of people kind of look more settled now. They don't look too different. I don't feel I look too different, but I'm just more settled, if that makes sense. I definitely don't have abs like that, though, now.
Oh, God, honestly, I mean, that would be a difficult look to keep up, mate. You are like, I remember, get on this, my sister will kill me for admitting this, Pete, but she had a Peter Andre doll, like, you know, the action figure.
So funny, I know. Yeah.
And we found it one day without its underpants on.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. Deep, right? Deep. We are after.
Yeah, I've been in trouble for that. Do you know what's really funny about that, actually? If you look at the back of the box, this is so true. It says not suitable for kids under 36 months due to small parts. That hurts my feelings. That is absolutely true. That hurts my feelings. Like, I've never lived it down.
Oh, well, I had no complaints from my sister, so don't you listen to the back of that box, son. You seem to be doing fine from where I'm standing.
Love it. How are you anyway, lovely?
I'm really good. I am not coping well with this heat. I've got to be honest. You must be fine, but I'm dripping like an egg sandwich over here.
I'm absolutely loving this heat.
Oh, you would be.
Yeah, I feel like literally I got up today, I went outside and Bista, or Princess, my daughter, she said to me, Dad, it smells like Australia. I said, that's because I'm using, what was the suntan lotion? One of the Aussie ones, Ombre Solaire or one of those. And she's like, Dad, it smells like Australia. I'm like, yeah, that's my suntan lotion. So I feel right at home right now.
Yeah, you must love the heat. I mean, Australian born and bred, but you're Cypriot heritage, that's right?
Yeah, so mum and dad are from Cyprus, and I was born in England. All my brothers were born in England and my sister. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then we all moved to Australia when I was six. And I lived there until I was 22, 23, about that time. And then I moved to England.
And then it was just world domination after that.
I was definitely the most interesting time of my life. And now when I look back, I think, man, it all happened so quickly. You know, it was just a whirlwind. It was fun. I mean, I guess with you, the same thing would have happened when you know, you were on TV and then all of a sudden you were just, it just all goes mad, doesn't it?
Yeah. You're propelled from like complete obscurity into, I mean, I can't relate on your level, Pete, and that's not me just like paying your lip service. You were absolutely massive when you exploded onto the scene, mate, you know that. But yeah, I can't relate to the same degree you can, but I feel to a certain extent I know what you're talking about. What always impresses me about you, Pete, and which is why you're one of like my favorite people to talk to, is how much longevity you've managed to have over your career and how many times you've managed to reinvent yourself. And I wanted to ask, I read somewhere that the reason Take That was so successful as a boy band and then came back as a man band and they're still working now, they're still really well respected, was because when the first time around, they were so nice to everybody. Like, they learned the runners' names. They said their pleases and thank yous for their cups of tea. They were just genuinely such nice lads that when the 20 years passed and they went to do their man band reunion, the people who'd been the runners and they'd been the researchers were now the big producers, and they remembered how polite they'd been, how Mark had made them feel, how Robbie said please, and they gave them all this like amazing second chance because they'd just been the nicest people. And I feel like that's the same as you.
That's such a good observation, because that's one of the things, like, we were taught in the old school way of doing music, and if you wanted to be a singer, you had to know how to dance and you had to know how to act. And if you wanted to be an actor, you had to know how to sing and dance and vice versa. So you had to know all three. But one of the things we were always taught is be nice to everybody. And obviously you're either the kind of person that's going to be nice to everyone, or you're the kind of person to say, sod it, I'm not going to do that. And you know, I think I'm very lucky that I was one of those people that it was something that always stuck in my mind. Dad said it to me all the time. Always be polite. Always be respectful. He said, because the thing is, he said, A, it makes your life easier and everyone else's life easier if you're genuinely nice to people. But also, they said, when you, it doesn't mean you're not going to fall. It doesn't. But when you do fall, they're not going to kick you while you're down. And when you're on your way up again, they might just lend a hand to you because you were nice to them in the first place. So it's quite good that you said that, because I thought that with the Take That Boys too. Yeah. Always nice boys. You know, even Gary recently, Gary and I just did a song together on one of his crooner sessions, and I hadn't heard from him in years, and he's like, you know, my old friend, and what a nice guy, you know, like how nice to be able to have friends that in this industry that are like that. It's hard to find these days, but I tell you, they're there, these nice people like Gary and the boys, definitely.
It's good to know that I didn't get that from nowhere, and it is based in fact, because I love Take That as well. They are also in my top pop star bracket, so yeah, it's nice
they're
to know
good that boys.
How have you been coping, Pete? Like, obviously we're all in lockdown, but for you, the situation feels even more intense. Like, everybody knows your gorgeous wife, Emily, is a doctor on the front line. How's everything been going?
Well, this is the weirdest thing, right? So when it all first happened, I was really excited when they said, I shouldn't have been excited, because there was obviously a problem in order for lockdown to happen. So obviously we were worried about people getting sick. But on the flip side, I was like, yeah, you know what? It's going to be like Christmas. All the family's here. Do just loads of cooking, loads of barbies. This is my way of thinking, right? Mm-hmm. And Emily said, after a week, we'll see if you still feel that way. What I didn't realize was the homeschooling. That was the killer right there.
That's been a punch in the dick.
Mate, it was a proper punch in the knob. Think about it, right? I had flipping phonics to do. Phonics for a six-year-old. I'm like, this isn't easy. Well, that's what I thought, right? I don't know and all. I say it differently, right? We're from Australia. We're like, we say vitamin. We don't say vitamin. We say, you know what I mean? Like, I'm hearing all these terms. I'm like losing my marbles. I've got Junior coming in whinging because he's got to do all this schoolwork. And I'm like, well, he goes, Dad, I'm 14. This was when he was 14. He's 15 now. He's like, Dad, I'm 14. This should be easy for you. I'm like, well, we didn't learn this in Australia. That's the excuse I used for all of it. Right?
Smooth. Very smooth.
It was a nightmare. And then the real thing happened. Emily came home one day. And she said, I don't feel right. And she said, look, I've got to go upstairs, and I've got to self-isolate because I don't feel right. I'm getting body aches and something's not right. So she went and self-isolated upstairs, and there's two rooms on the top, and Junior was in one and Emily had to stay in the other. And Junior started showing symptoms. So like, oh no, this is going to go really bad, because A, I don't want them to be sick because something could happen to them, but B, what happens then if they pass it to the little kids? And I was freaking, right? Then Junior sort of came out of his isolation, but Emily started to get really strange symptoms. She lost her sense of smell and taste, and she started feeling like the flu type symptoms, but without any congestion, without any, it was a really weird, to this day she said it's the weirdest virus she's ever experienced in her life. Anyway, as it turns out, months later, she's had her antibody test because she works for the NHS. Yeah. She was positive. So she had coronavirus in that time in this house. Yeah, Junior didn't. We don't know if Junior had it or not. But actually, thinking about it, I don't think Junior's symptoms were the same. So she's had it. She's tested. She's got all the antibodies now. And in that 2 weeks that she had it, we could make no contact with her. Great for her. She loved not having to contact me. But I was stressing because the kids were like calling out for her, the two youngest, and I'm like, they're like, well, mum's upstairs, why can't we go up? And I'm like, yeah. And it was a really tough time, but thankfully we got through all that, and we have had a great time, me and the kids. You know, we've had a great time.
It's so refreshing to hear you being so positive, Pete, because I don't know if I would have been able to take all that on the chin. Like, your wife's had it. She's on the front line. You've got how many kids at some point? Like, have you had four kids in there?
Yeah, but I lost count after about the second one. I proper lost count.
But it just feels like you must have had such a full-on 3 months. And I mean, honestly, I'm dreading the moment when my kid comes home with algebra. Like, I didn't understand that the first time round, Mish.
Just say you didn't learn that in Australia and let them figure it out. Let them figure it out. My mum's from UK. I don't know. I'm sure she's from Oz. Something about Australia. Just go with that. It works every time.
But it's lovely that you've managed to keep positive, keep upbeat, and you're still smiling. I can hear it in your voice. What's your secret? I want to know your secret of surviving scrutiny in a bit, but what is your secret of being such a nice, positive man? Right. Come on.
It is called a triple espresso. So in the morning, this is true. This is absolutely true, right? I reckon this is the secret. So I get up in the morning and I have a triple shot. So the triple espresso, right? So I get it and I have it with water and ice. So it's like an iced Americano, right?
Okay.
But the triple shot lasts me for the first. So I keep filling it up with water and I keep sipping it. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, it starts to kick in about an hour into the morning, right? And I start to feel great. And I start calling everyone, telling them I love them. And they're all like, oh, my God. He's had his coffee, right? This is a natural way to feel fantastic. And then I'm buzzing. I'm buzzing. Then I have another single shot at about one or two and I'm buzzing. I'm fine. And then I'm wrecked at 9 o'clock.
Honestly, right, I've only ever had one cup of coffee in my life. Get on this. It was when I was not in the UK jungle. It was when I did the Australian jungle out in South Africa. And they were sponsored. Wow. I know they were sponsored by Nescafe. So you know what it's like. Like if you win a trial and get a prize, like there's no chance you're being like, oh, I'm sorry, I'm not really a coffee type person. You're having it.
You're not so vegan that day. You know what I mean?
You are scranning everything. So I nailed this coffee and I'm like buzzing off me tits. I'm running around. I'm like chatting to Paul Burrell about his childhood. I'm like, who wants to play tennis? Like I felt like I was going a million miles an hour.
I'm going to buy a boat.
Yeah, I'm on a boat. Everything was happening. And then the come down came though. And like before I knew it, I was like crying in me camp bed, asking Paul Burrell for a cuddle. Like, do you not get the experience of the come down off the triple espresso?
That's where the second shot comes in. That's where the second. So about 1 or 2 o'clock, I'm starting to notice things are not looking so good, right? So I go get me other shot. But that's going to last me till about 8 or 9 at night because throughout the day, I've been buzzing, and I do my whatever. 9 o'clock at night, I don't want to talk to anybody, right? Nah. Please, everyone, just leave me alone. Let me just have some downtime.
That's game over.
Yeah, it's game over. I don't cry, but I think internally I'm devastated.
Oh, God. Bless you. Serious.
Well, that is it for part one. Mr. Peter Andre, you've been an absolute delight. Thank you very much for taking part so far. We will see you guys in part two, where hopefully Peter will give us all his secret to surviving the scrutiny.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.